Okay, Rav Yosei. We had yesterday in the Tosas on the bottom of Hey Amid Aleph, Shekein Yeshna Bal Karcha. So the Gemara mentions that we find Kesef Bal Karcha Ba'amah Hevriya. So, therefore, why can't you learn out Kedusha Kesef from Shtarim Biyah? What are you going to ask? Ma'la Hanach Shekein Yeshna Bal Karcha? So to Kesef we find Bal Karcha by Amo Evriya. More answers, but the Ishas Milo Ashkachan. We don't find by Ishas Bal Karcha, we don't find Bachal Kesef yet by Ishas, and therefore you can't learn out from Shtar and Bia to Kesef. What does the Gemara mean that Kesef Bal Karcha Ba'am Evriya? What is the case? Tosus quotes Rashi that we're discussing the mechira of an amma, which is bal karcha, because the father can sell her against her will. And Tosfos doesn't agree with Rashi. Tosfos asks, from the fact that the Gemara later on Amud Beis mentions that kesef be'ishus mia lo ashkechan bal karcha, that's in connection to the sugya later of Chuppah Kona, that Rav Huna learns out from kesef shtar bia to Chuppah. The Gemara says, what about the fact that the other three we have Bal Karcha? The Gemara says, but not Be'ishus, because by Kesef we don't find Be'ishus Bal Karcha. So Tosfos asks on Rashi, but Kiddushei Kesef, the father can mekadesh his daughter until Bagrus Bal Karcha. So the same way Rashi says that Mechira of a girl who's a Ketana is considered Bal Karcha, so too we should say that the father mekadesh his daughter as a ketana, as a naira, it's called bal karcha. So how can the Gemara say Amud Beis that we don't find kesef be'ishus bal karcha? That's Tosfos kasha and Rashi. We pointed out yesterday, Tosfos Rashi over here, and the Rasha as well, both say, why didn't Tosfos ask from our Gemara? Gemara says, kesef be'ishus mielo ashkechan. So what do you mean? We have it by Kedushin. No, and the answer is pashut. Because, no, we're both say, why isn't it a kasha from our Gemara? We're supposed to have to ask from Amud Beis. We haven't established yet Kedusha Kesef. So we haven't established at any point Kedusha Kesef, let alone Bal Karcha. So the Gemara, Tosfos can only ask from Amud Beis, the Seder. So Tosfos says, so what do you see from Amud Beis? Not like Rashi. You see that when the father is Mekadesh's daughter, it's not called Bal Karcha. But why not? So here, the Nechaku Hadrachim. If you look in the Ritva, you get one Mashmos. If you look in the Rashba, you get a bit of a different Mashmos. Why is it that the Rishonim disagree with Rashi? And then what would Rashi counter to this? Rashi seems to say that Mechiras Amma by an Argamara, that's considered Bal Karcha, and Rashi, we see in Amud Beis, holds his own, says by the father Mekadesh, the daughter, it's also called Bal Karcha. So the Rishonim disagree in different ways. The Lashon HaRitva, and we know that this Ritva here is consistent with the Ritva Daf Gimel Amud Beis as well. The Lashon HaRitva is Lo Nehira. The kevin diktani v'ene b'shus atzma v'avia hu hamakne v'hu baldavar v'amech enasa midaito haluchas bal karcha da'anan bal karcha shel makne karminan v'hacha ha'ika das makne umidaito lo ichpaslan. What is the Ritva saying in effect? That the inyan of bal karcha is defined by the fact that the transaction is done against the will of a party to the transaction, to a person who's considered a baldover to this transaction. Says the Ritva, when the father is Mekadesh his daughter, and Huadin in the case of Mechiras Bito La'amah, the same inyan, so that girl is not party to the transaction. The father is the Makne. So therefore, the fact that she's not happy is no different than if somebody who's a bystander who doesn't like what's going on. It's irrelevant. The inyan of Bal Karcha is measured by somebody who's shayach to this chalos, to this kinyan. And therefore, if, as far as the father being the makneh, so then it's totally not bar karcha, because all you have is the father and the other party. There's nothing about the daughter here. The father is make a kinyan, he's mekadesh the daughter, but he has sheiches, he is total bailus over that. So her das is not even part of the equation here at all. This is what the Ritva said also in Dav Gimel Beis, in the sugya there of Av Zakai, as far as the svara of Hashtavia Mekabu Kedusha, Yil Tishko Kaspa, the Ritva points out over there that the father is the Baldavar. He's the Baldavar, that's where he gets the Kesef. The fact that he's Mekadishar, whether she likes it or not, because it's not about her, it's about him. The Lashon HaRitva earlier was, she's like his mama, the Lashon HaRitva before. Even this is Iu chashid makna u baldavar u kimamono hi chashuva binyan ze. The kiva, the Iu havi makna, so of course the kesef is his. So the Ritva Lashitaso is explaining the yisod of Kiddushe, the father of Mekadosh, his daughter Tana, is pshat, that he is the baldavar. And so obviously this is not called balkarch. No, in response to this, what would Rashi hold? Rashi considers this a kiva balkarch. Rashi here by Mechiras Habas La'ama, Rashi Nama Beis as well, we'll see. Chor the Ritva has a taina, the father is the Baldover, he's the Makne, he has Das Makne. So we explained already back on Dav Gimun, Chor the same point should be emphasized again. What does Rashi hold? One could have said Rashi holds the father is like a Shriach, not a Baldover, but we could say better. The father has a bias here. But it's not that she's not called Baldover at the same time. It's not a contradiction to say the father is the Makne, but the fact that it's against her will is called a Kinyan Balkarcha. Why? And the answer is because although the father has a bailus over the Kedushin, but the father doesn't have a bailus over the girl. And even though the father, by Mechiras Amma as well, the father has a bailus to sell her. But the bias doesn't have the father doesn't have bias over the girl. The Gemara makes a kavul chomer; he gets ma'isi adayim because he can sell her, so he's entitled to ma'isi adayim. The Gemara doesn't mean to say because the father owns the daughter. The fact that the father could sell her for ma'isi adayim shows he has a schus to get her ma'isi adayim. But lemaisa, who's being sold and who's being this kadeshes? The girl. So to the extent that the kinyan speaks to her kedushin. And the kinyan speaks to her becoming an amma, so the fact that she doesn't want it, she's a party to the transaction. So her reluctance is also factored into the chidush of the kinyan that it's to be done by karcha. True, he's a baldover, but he's a baldover over her kedusha. L'mashal, if someone sells an Eved Kenani, could I say such a thing? No, the Eved Kenani doesn't want to be sold. He'd rather not work for this person. No, the answer is, that's different. There, it's mamish kishor b'chamoro. There, he has bailus in a literal sense, of mamo. So there, the Eved Kenani not wanting it is no different than somebody from the outside. He's not shaykh to the kinyan. Masha enkin, mechiras bito l'amma, mechira, or mekadesh the daughter, so it's her kedushin. It's her becoming a shifcha. The father has a bias over that inyan of har kedusha. So from the perspective of our sugya, defining the kinyan as whether it's midai, that it can work bal karcha, I see a mile in the kinyan that it works bal karcha. Because she's not like somebody from the outside. It's har kedusha that the father has a bias over. So the father is baldover over har kedusha. L'chor, that's how Rashi would defend himself from the Ritva's time. At least that could be why Rashi would defend himself. This is how the Ritva attacks this issue in criticizing Rashi and how Rashi would defend himself. Wait, no, I'm just going to speak out now, the Rashba. The Rashba, and maybe Tosas Lashon is perhaps more in sync with the Rashba, he asks on Rashi from a different angle. How did the Rashba put it? So why isn't this called by Karcha, let's say by Kedushin, and again back again over here as well by Yama? Zok the Rashba, v'temahu. Rashi says, "Via mochra bal karcha." Says the Rashba by mechira now. Kevin sha'av. He's talking by mechira. Kevin sha'av zakei b'mechira asa umidai to mechara. Das ha'av kedaita. V'yado adifa miyada. What's the Rashba saying? If the father is selling her midaito, his das is like her das, and better. Shemiyata omer kein, if not saying that, af bekesep ishas ashkechan bal karcha. The father's mekabo kidusha bal karcha. Elamai. No, because it's not bal karcha, because the father's das serves as her das. Notice, he's not saying that her das is irrelevant, it's that you have the substitute in the form of the father's das. It's not saying it in the same language as the Ritva. If you look in Lashon of Tosus here, Tosus speaking by Kedushin, B'chayra, what would you say from the Lashon of Tosus? V'omar ben Utam, Kevan da'a b'mokom bito ka'i, ein zechash b'al karcha, kim shum midaito shol av. How do you read in Tosus? Which way? Mok the Rashba. Yeah. Kim da'a b'mokom bito ka'i, ein zechash b'al karcha, kim shum midaito shol av. The av is b'mokom bito. I want to show you something interesting. I'm not sure at the end of the day what to make of this, but it's not a small deal. The Gemara in Yevamos and your Tesama Beis, this is one of the Makoros we had in, that Rashi mentions how we know Kedushin is Midaita. Remember we had a Rashi later that says that Kedushin is Midaita because of Das Makna? Then there was a Rashi in Yevamos Yutes and Beis that gives a different reason. What's the Makor Rashi gives over there? So this is the Gemara. The Gemara brings a machlokes whether Maimar means Kedushin by a Shemeres Yavam, when the Yavam is Mekadesha before doing the Yibam, can be done Midait, Bal Karcha or Midaita. Machlokes Tanoim. The one Mandarma holds that it can be done Bal Karcha because we learn out from where? From Yibam. And the other man, the Rabban, Rebbe holds it can be done by Karcha. The Rabbanan hold that no, Gamri mi Kiddushin. We're going out Maimar from Kiddushin. Ma Kiddushin di Alma Midaita, af Kiddushin di Avama Midaita. Just like Kiddushin in general is Midaita, so too is Maimar. So the Rishonim ask, why should they ask? Kiddushin Midaita? Don't I have a case of Kiddushin that's not Midaita? What case? The father's Mekadesh, the daughter. Right? So, if you look in the Ritva asked the question as follows. Pirish lav dafka, ma kedushin d'yama midaita, daktana shekidsha via lo baidaita, afil b'nai renami, ela das makne karmina. Das makne. So who's the makne? The father. So if I stopped in the Ritva right there, I think it's pretty obvious that the Ritva is very much in sync with the Ritva here, the two Ritvas that we have over here, Daf Gimel and Daf He. In other words, the point being, Kiddushin is Midaita, meaning Midas, of whoever is the Makna. If she is Makna herself, you need her Das. The father is Mekadeshar, then he's the Makna, so you have the Das. That's the Gemara. The Rashba, on that same Gemara, he says, the Gemara says, Ma Kiddushin Di'alma Midaita, he has a girsa. Af kedushin di yivama, v'lo tikshilach the askechan kedushin di yama bal karcha aydei ha'av atchati bager. We find kedushin that's not midaita, that's bal karcha until she's bulgaris. Zok the Rashba, no. The shiny hasam the yara via kiyada, the daito adifa midaita. Kevin en lo yadu kabel kedusha below das ha'av hilkach lo karina be bal karcha. In the Rashba, I see a direct link between the Rashba here. That the Rashba is teaching, the Pshat is, that it's not about Karka because Das Ha'av is Kedait. I have her Das in the form of her father's Das. So it's Mamish Rashba Lishitasa. The Ritva Kinira is also Lishitasa, but I run into a bit of a problem. The Ritva says, what? He's the Makta, Das Makta Karmina. Only one problem. The next line of the Ritva, Yivamis. After saying what I just read, Das Makde Kaminan, he says, Ukshiyesh la'av avia yado chashiv yada. But then he is v'iyuhu de maknela. So I don't know. There's that one, those three words, Rav Yafin, Rav Aaron Yafin, who put out, you know, the famous Ritva Yvamis, he has an arichas, he says, this Ritva with the words yado ki yada doesn't stim with the Ritva here in Daf Gimel and Daf Hey in Kedushin. But the beginning does. So what can I tell you? I mean, it's. I would almost want to play down the second line. But I'll cope on him. In the Rashba, I see Mafurish. It's the same Mahalach. The look at is Yado ki Yada. So I have Das in terms of the father's Das is like her Das. And the Ritva here, certainly seeing it in a different way, Das Makne. And the Ritva here, and Yerivam is, again, not sure what to make of it, how he starts off, like the Ritva in Kedushin, how he, what he adds after that, sounds more like the Rashba. Again, but if there are two drachim, I think Tosis here would be more mashma like the Rashba. This is in response to Rashi. What would Rashi say? So on the Ritva's critique, we said, Rashi holds, she is a Baldavar because it's her Kedushin and her Shifchus. On the Rashba's Svara, the Rashi will disagree. Rashi won't hold that. Yado ki yada. Daito ki daita. It's Bokach. So Rashi views Mechiras Amma and the Kedusha Idea Via as Balkor. So Tosus disagrees. So Tosus now has to deal with our Gemara. Our Gemara says that Kesef is Yeshna Balkorcha by Amma. So what's the Pshat in our Gemara? That's what we're up to now in Tosus. Noam, still the question from before?
Yeah. So if we're saying that Rashi would respond to the Ritva by saying that really she is Balkorcha. Then what's the
Gemara
didn't mention
it?
We have to give a
Pshat
for Rashi to say that.
Even the Gemara
in
Yifamis Yutes. Yeah. So that we have to wait for Rafuna, to wait for Chupakona. Yeah, Rashi has an answer. Yeah, how do you answer the Kasha from Amid Beis? Yeah. That's Amid Beis. You can't win everything at the same time. So that's,
even here
No, here is good. The Gemara here is good. Yeah. No, because here the kash is only from Amid Beis, as we pointed out. From here, the Gemara does no kesef at all, so you couldn't ask him kesef. Amid Beis, we'll have to see what Rashi has to say about it. Yeah.
Doesn't Tosus give an answer from Amid Beis?
Yeah, Tosus is going to say something for Rashi, but it's not really going to work for Rashi. Mashal points this out, we'll get to it at the end of Tosus. One could, let's just put it out there. One could be Miyashiv Rashi, even though it's not really Pshat and Rashi, but Darko Shel Rashi, and say there's a chiluk between what and what? Between Mechiras, the Tana as a Shivcha, that we view that as Balkarcha, and Kiddushin of the daughter, Tana Naira Alidei Avia, which is not called Balkarcha. Why that should be, we'll soon see. Tos is going to say something that the other Rishonim, Shitono Dilmi, Tamar Rashba, have a different way. But it's not going to be Pshat and Rashi, because Rashi consistently holds, we'll see in Amid Beis as well, that it's called Balkarcha, even by Kedusha. So what does Tosus say as far as our Gemara is concerned? Zok Tosus, so again, V'omar ben Utam, kevet ad mokam bito koi, ein zachosh Balkarcha, kem shum midaito shalav. So that's by Kedusha. V'im tomer, im kein hechi komar kesev nami isa bama v'ya Balkarcha. What do you do with our Gemara? Our Gemara says, kesev by Amma is Balkarcha. But hare ab mochra midaito. So I just got finished telling you that Ab b'makom bito kai, that the father, his das is b'makom the daughter. So the same way by Kedushin, the father's das is in lieu of the daughter's das, so it's not called Balkarcha. So too by Mechira. So how can the Gemara call the Amma Evriya that you have Kesa Balkarcha? The Yeshlomar de Hachi Parach. A new way to read our Gemara, what the case is. Hachi Parach. Kesef Isa b'amma Balkarcha in the following. Kigon shall Adon Miyayed eso ivriya, bekesef miknasa, balkorcho shel av, ubalkorcho shel bas. The Gemara is discussing what happens later, after the mechira, the shivcha, as an amma. So then there's an option of yiyud. So what is yiyud? Yiyud means that the adon can be miyayed her with what? With kesef miknasa. There's a shadow exactly what the kesef kedushin is. So Tosus is kesef miknasa. Some say it means the kesef, whatever money is left. The Lashon Tosus mashmo going on the Moshe Rishonos that was given. But that money can now be somehow converted into kesef kedushin. And when you miyayid har, when the other is miyayid har, it's being done bal karcho shel av, bal karcho shel bas. The yud can be done bal karcho. Tosus says, against whose will? Shall av shall bas. What does Tosus have to add? Shall av shall bas? Tosus should have just said. What should he have said? Bakarcha shall who? Shall av. Tosfos, right? The only real Baldover is the Av. Now, Pashup Shat Tosfos has to say Shabbas, because perhaps if it wasn't Bakok Shabbas, you would say that maybe for this transaction, the Baldover is the Bas. So I don't care about the Av. You know, you can look at every transaction and say, who is the Baldover here? Or who is the Das that we reckon with? So Tosfos says, that's not going to help you, because you have Bakokh of everybody. So clearly it's a Balkarch case. You have to know. But the Far doesn't have to be approving of the Yud later, and she doesn't have to approve of it either. He can do the Yud regardless.
But the Pesukim of selling Yehud to an Amma is, meaning the next Pesuk is that he can do Yud.
So he can do Yud, he can do Yud Balkarch of everybody. I'm saying, why is. Wait. Why is it not Balkarch? Right now, they're screaming. Right now, they're not happy.
That's what he sold her for.
Good. So Tosfos says the Pshat in the Gemara is that Kesef can be, by Amar Vriya, you have a transaction Bal Karcha. Bal Karcha here is the Yud, B'shas Maisa HaYud. She doesn't have to be happy with it. And the father, why she mentions the girl and the father? Again, because otherwise you could say that the Das of the daughters, that's the Das that we have to consider. The answer is we have nobody's Das. So that's a Kesef, that's Bal Karcha. But Tosfos says, wait a second, how could I say that halacha is that way, that yud can be done by karcha? To had I later on as a Gemara and daf yutes, that seems to say otherwise. It seems to say that you need her das. It says, ain't yud ela midas. And the Gemara teaches what that means, midas di da. So Tosfos, that's different. To had the amal kaman asher lo yada, should tzarech yada. He's referring to that Gemara here on Daf Yutes. So it sounds like you need Hardas. What does it mean? Lo shetzarach lazos meritzona. Ela shetzarach lodia shelashem kiddushin miyada. What does it mean? Something else. You have to inform her. You need not informed consent, but informed acceptance, or, you know, that she knows. That you couldn't do it without letting her know, being modiya her. It's interesting halacha.
So again,
I don't know. But it's not ratso, but it's something. I call it das, call it that she's aware. Apparently, the chefs of the yud has to be. It's halacha. It's not called yud unless she knows about it. But not that she has to go along. If she's not happy, it doesn't matter. It's still going to work. This is not how everybody learns. If you look in that Gemara, Rashi clearly learns differently. And that's why Rashi obviously couldn't learn Pshat the way Tosfos learns in that Gemara. Rashi says, in the Demaschahu Tanilahu Amala, Rashi says, even though Rashi's going Yolim Adama there, it's not Nafgamina. Rashi's going Adama that the Kesef is the Pruta that's left. But Rashi says at the end of that Rashi, in Eino Modia, Shetekabel Aleha, in Kan Kedushin. What's the lesson of Rashi? In Eino Modia, Shetekabel Aleha. What is Rashi Mashma? She has to be accepting it. Shetekabel, that she should agree. Informed consent, not just informed. Tosfos learns differently. Tosfos learned Pshat. Rashi couldn't learn Pshat with Tosfos in our Gemara because when she does so, you do need her das for you. But Tosfos learns you don't need her das. You just need to let her know. It's a halacha. It wouldn't be a mice yud if she doesn't know about it. Okay, so that's Pshat in our Gemara according to Tosfos. That you have Kesef Balkarcha by Amma, meaning by Amma, in the case that you're doing the yud Balkarcha, which we can happen about Karcha. You have to let her know about it, but it could be about Karcha. Yeah?
This question might not be for this Sukkah, but if Yid has to happen with the Katana, and that Katana, as we say, doesn't have Das, so what does that mean? That Rashi says she has to consent, and that Tosfos says she has to be aware.
Right? Yeah. You're right?
Gedola.
What?
Yid's only by a Gedola. That's what
no.
We see.
No. It has to be the word.
No.
Rashi over here is saying, Shita the Ein Yid El Begadol.
Where are you?
In your test.
That's not the man, but from the man. I know you're from. Let me tell me. No, she has to. She was showed as a Tana, and the year is happening then also. Now she's married. She's married. So she remains married, but it's a condition del Raisa. But the year, no, it has to be while she's a Shifcha. Once she becomes a Gdola, she's free. She goes Yotze B'Simanim. So the whole year it had to be before she left the Shivchus. Because then she goes out, you know, she's a god that goes out with godless. Yotzachinam, right? In Main Iris. So obviously the Yud was while she's a
So if you Ketana. Need her Das, you
no, so that's, according to Rashi, that comes out. You need the Das of a Ketana. That's what the Gemara says.
Das,
okay, but to the extent that there's whatever Das she has, she need her Das. Exactly. It can't be Bal Karcha. Let's put it this way. It can't be Bal Karcha. And Tosis could be Bal Karcha. You have to be Modiah her. It could be Bal Karcha. That's what the Gemara is discussing. But now Tosis is still... has to work out one other detail, because what does our Gemara say? Yeah, so now v'chitim akesev nami bal karcha ba'ama evriya. Says the Gemara, no, but be'ishas mi'ogo ashkechan. Be'ishas mi'ogo ashkechan. We don't find it by ishas. We find it by ama, but not by ishas. According to Rashi, beautiful. What are we discussing? The kesef of an ama, the original sale, that's not ishas. What did Tosis say, Pshat? It couldn't be that, because that's called, not called Bal Karcha. Tosis is discussing the Yiyud. No, the Yiyud is Ishus, right? So how can the Gemara say, B'Ishus lo Ashkechan? Zog Tosis, V'af agav de'omar kamon B'Ishus mi'o lo Ashkechna? Could be he's asking from later, too. Could be, I mean, might say it's the same Kasha. So how can it say, B'Ishus mi'o, kamon from Ashkechna, he's asking from the days. And for Tosus, mikomakom b'tchila lo b'hakesef b'shvil ishus. What does Tosus mean? The kesef, when it was first given, was not b'shvil ishus. What kesef? We're talking about the kesef that was given to sell her as an amah. So that kesef wasn't b'shvil ishus, and therefore the subsequent yiyud is considered not in the realm of Ishus. The Kesef Kedushin, now what's the Kesef Kedushin? So that, what? So no, so that's the Shaila and the Gemara later, where the most we shown is the Kedushin Nitnu, or the remaining Shear of the Avdus. So that's the Shaila. What's Tosis talking about? Tosis says, the Kesef did not come b'shvil Ishus. He's going according to that Manda Amar.
Otherwise, not Bal Karcha.
So this is the big tumul here. This is the very big tumul. What? No. There's two ways to have kesef by yiyud. Either that the shita that says most, which shows a kiddushin nitnu, and that money is therefore going to serve as the kesef kiddushin later, or there has to be a shir pruta left in the avoda in order for yiyud to happen, because the kiddushin is that that. That last amount, that last pruta of avoda, he's mekadesha with that. That he's not going to take that from her, and she'll become an isha instead of that last pruta's worth of work. And that's what he's giving her. That's if your old Moser Kitronos were not lekidushin nitnu. That's the two shitas later. Now Tosis is saying that it's called not the ishus, because the original money was l'shivchus. So at first glance, sounds like we're going man to Amar that the money was given for Shivchas, and then later the Kesef is there. But then again, Tosis earlier, Dav Gimel Mebeis, says, even if the first money was given the Kedushin, but yet, what did Tosis say? It was a Tosis, a small Tosis, that mentioned the Yud before. Right? The Eman Milik Tana. What did Tosus say in that Tosus? Why not learn out Kesef Kedushin from the father, from the fact that he can sell her? And if he sells her, what's going to end up? What can happen after that? Yiyud. So why not learn out Kesef Kedushin to the father from that? He says, Hayin b'kesef shenimkera, avod b'kedusha mamesh u'matzin shum tzchus la'av. What does Tosus mean there? He means also, what does he mean there? The kesef of later? The kesef shenimkira. How do we touch it over there? You can miyad with kesef shenimkira. The kesef...
Less from what you just said.
That's what he means. And what did Tosfos mean over here when he first referenced it? He said, Bekesef Miknasa. Miyayed Esayviyah Bekesef Miknasa. But that sounds like the money left, the pruta left to work? We're talking about the kesef of the purchase. What's the Russian? Kesef Miknasa. What does it sound like? The purchase money, right? Does that sound like we're going on Manda Amar, Moses and Kiddushin? So what did Tosfos say? Oh, so this is Rabbi Kiveger. Kiveger asks it from your angle. So something is strange here in this Tosfos. Mamish strange. Past this, the words of Tosfos sound like going on Manda Amar that the original money was Kiddushin. And yet Tosfos seems to be having it both ways and still says it's not called the Ishus because it wasn't Lubav Bishvil Ishus. But we had that problem on Gimel Beis as well, right? In terms of learning out that the father gets Kesef Kedushin from the fact that he could sell her as an Amma, which leads to Kedushin. There Tosfos says, no, but the Kesef was originally given for Shivchus, but somehow that Kesef can be reconfigured to be viewed as Kesef Kedushin. But Tosfos is saying that's why it's called, it's not called Be'ishus. But wait a second. Tosfos is learning it, it's a Raya Kedu Balkarcha. Now, when is it Balkarcha? What point in time is it Balkarcha? When? At the time of the Yud. Not at the time of the Mechira. To the contrary, the Mechira, the father, is totally on board. So how do you call Balkarcha? The answer is you look at the Shasayiyut. But if you hold that the original money was not Likidushin and it's everything is happening later, so then I understand that that's the point that you're calling it Balkarcha. But if you're going to go with the Shita that the original money was a Kedushin, then the critical moment of Balkarcha should be the original time that the money was given. Which then it wasn't Balkarcha. So because the Eger is basically struggling here. But he makes an even more powerful question because of the Lashna Gemara that he brings on Yotes and Beis, where the Gemara gives a mashal, L'manda Amma Mos V'shos L'Kiddush Nibnu. So the Gemara gives a mashal of a person who's Mekadesh Me'achshav U'la'achar Shloshim. And the Gemara seems to say that just like over there, so when is the Kiddushin Chal? Me'achshav, just you just need a tanai to be fulfilled. L'achashloshim. So, b'shas kiyum atanai, you need balkarch, you need a midas, you don't need midas. No, the ma'isa condition is right now. It's all here right now. There's a Tosa Rashke that sounds like she'd be an eshes ish from this moment. If you hold Moshe with condition, then the ishus is chal immediately. Just almanas with a tanai later that there'll be the yield. So then, l'chayre, what kind of balkarcha? About Karcha later on, who cares about later on? That's what we keep Eger's problem here in our Tosfos. Mamish doesn't answer the kasha. Yeah, kasha li. Le Rabbanan de Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. De Kaimelon Kain. De most we've shown us the Kedushin Nitnu. That's the sheet that the Gemara has. The original money was a kedushin. Umivur b'sugido kamad after you test on the base. Dahavi kol me'achshav u'lizman hayiud im erze. So it's me'achshav and lizman hayiud if you want. So that's like a tenai of lacha shloshim. V'im miyada chol a kedushin lemafreya. That's the pashup shot reading the Gemara after you test. That if he does the yud later, the kedushin is chal lemafreya. Tozer v'sher sh'minesh is ish. V'imkein lo miki balkarcha. Da'av kitsha lo miyad b'shas mechira. Da'av is mekadosher now. There has to be a tonight fulfilled. There will be miyad later. Lo masha adam miyada havi rakim o kiyum tonight. The b'chol malkam havi balkarcha. V'tzarchi and gadol. The tonight doesn't have to be midas. What kind of balkarcha do you have here? Something is very strange in this picture. The Gemara is medame this case of Yud, if you hold the original money with a Kiddushin, to a case of Me'ashav L'Achalamid. Parshat Pshat, that means that the Yud later is a Kiyum Atnai. But the Ma'isa Kiddushin is right now, and it's Chal from now. You just have to fulfill the Tanai later on with the Yud. If that's true, then really two things are strange here. So Tosis says it's not called Ishus, because the money was for Shifkus. What do you mean the money was for Ishus? That Rikvig doesn't emphasize. The other problem is, why do you call this Balkarcha? To the contrary, Balkarcha was Midas at the time of the Maisa Kedusha. Later on, it's a Kima Tanai. So what do I care if they don't want it? Kima Tanai is also Midas. What do you see here? How is it called Kesef Balkarcha? Very hard to know what to do here. Obviously, we can't answer the question. Why can't we answer the question? We're not learning Yud. If we did that, we could sit for a week on Yud. It's a big sugya. Just the beginning of what to think about, maybe we can do, but we can't really, to fully answer the question is hard to do. But Pasha, you get the problem. It's a major problem here. What do you do with this Kashem Kivega? Tosu says it's called Kesher. It's not the Ishus because it was not given for Ishus, but L'chore it was. Most of the condition Hipnu. And Tosu says it's called Balkarcha because it's Balkarcha Shel Bas, Balkarcha Shel Av, B'shas Hayiyu. But that shouldn't matter. What matters is the Shas Kedushin, the Maisa Kedushin, not the Maisa Kima Tanai. So everyone should be very uncomfortable right now, right? Very uncomfortable. What's going on in Tosis? Yeah, no.
Could it be that for the second question, what's being done by Al Karth is the changing of the most Rishonos name
there? So that's the beginning of a Mahalach, beginning of a Mahalach, which is basically that. When you say, but again, you have to know the stems with all the Rishonim, but Tosis maybe could go like this. To say Moses is the condition Nidnu doesn't mean as literally as it sounds, even though the Gemara test does seem to make it sound that way. Not that it's a real situation of a Maisa condition with the Tanai. What you have to start saying is that it's, right now it's a Maisa condition, it's a Maisa Shifchus, Kesev Shifchus. But should there be Yud, then Lemafreya, we reimagine that kesef that was given at the time for the sake of Shivchus to have been given the same kedusha. But all of that is a function of the yud of later that transforms the original Nesilas kesef to be viewed as if it were for kedusha. So it's a lumdus of Lemafreya. Not a push of the situation of a me'achshav l'achalamid in the literal sense. You follow me? Somehow, but you still have to explain it. We're not explaining. We're just trying to give a beginning of a way to understand what Tosfos can be saying. That it's not literally me'achshav l'achalamid. It's reimagined as such subsequent. L'mashal, being a bit of a proof in that direction. Kedushin requires eidim l'kiyum hadavar. We all know that. And the eidim to witness the kedushin. I ask you. The most which was the Kedushin Nitnu, year is done later. When do you need to have Eidim L'Kiyum HaDavar? When the money is given over in the beginning when she sold as a Shifcha? Or when you do the year later on? Well, if you take the Gemara literally, so the Maisa Kedushin is in the beginning. And the year later on is just a Kima Tanai. You don't need Eidim L'Kiyum HaDavar when it's a Kima Tanai and a Kedushin. Kima Tanai is a fulfillment of the Tanai. You need the Eidim L'Kiyum HaDavar at the Maisa Kedushin. So does that mean that the entire enterprise of Yud would only, according to Madam Kedushin Nitna, would be only if there were Eidim at the time that the father is selling the girl as a Shifcha? And Chari should need the Eidim L'Kiyum HaDavar at the time that when he's doing the Yud. So somehow or other, that points in the direction that the condition is later, but somehow the condition of later can somehow latch on to the kesef of before. Again, what are the implications? So when is she in Ishus Ishvah? That's part of the issue. Again, Tosa Rush may be taking it more literally. He assumes she's in Ishus Ish from the original time. Once it's you, you know she was already. But if you don't necessarily go that far, not everyone has to necessarily agree with that, then it's somehow a Mikana lahabala mafreya idea. Somehow we can go back, reach our arm back into the past, and imagine that kesef that was originally given for shivcha somehow can operate now for the kedushin. Again, the Gemara is comparing it to me'achshav l'achalamid. That's the problem. But again, Tosa says it's called kesef of shivchus, not of ishus. Again, if you hold the most of shivchus, now kedushin didn't know, that may be a simple way. Even though the Lashon of Tosis, I'm not sure if it really works so well, But again, that would be a simple way out of this. We're going on the Amma that the original Kesef was not for a Kedusha. But if you hold the Kibbeg is assuming that it was, and he calls it Miach Shev Lach HaLamitz, this is kind of about Karcha. The father was fine at the time, and later on it's a Kima Tanai. What kind of about Karcha? It could be about Karcha, but Kima Tanai. So Tosis wants to have it both ways. It's not called Ishus, because it was given the Shivchus, but it's also considered to be about Karcha, because of later. I mean, maybe pointing in the same direction, but either way, it's difficult from the sugi later on. Manda Amar, that the first money was a kiddush. Again, the thought is that somehow that idea is not as literal as it sounds in the Gemara. Yeah, I see.
Is it possible that the cases are different? Because in the case of the Me'akshav L'Acher Shloshim Yom, the Baal knows exactly when the Tznai is going to be kind. So
right.
He has a full das of when the Tznai is going to be kind. But by Amma Ivriya,
it could be any time.
The Baal has,
yeah.
The Av has a lower level of das because he never knows when the Tznai is
okay,
happen.
But if
so
I say it,
over the Kesef,
but I can have
it tonight.
I hear you. I hear, but yeah, I have a Kenai Me'akshav that if you do something, whatever, at any time. Yeah, I mean, you could, but separate from that, if I can have a Tznai Me'akshav and whenever the Tznai is fulfilled, I have no idea. I also don't need to know about it. So, again, what should it matter?
That's not the point anyway. It's the whole point. It's saying I'm making about Korban.
Yeah. It sounds like the Shas HaYud in some way or form is the Shas HaKedushin. If I'm correct about Eidi Kiyum HaDavar, that would certainly be one indication. And even if you owe the first money was a Kedushin, the Eidi Kiyum would be B'Shas HaYud. The Amira. I ask you, we're going to have the next Sugya on the base. I'm Amira Kedushin. You need Amira, Harayat. Whatever Russian you use, when is there an Amira? When the money was transferred for the Shivchus to sell as a Shivcha that later on becomes Yiyud. So you have to, you need Amira's condition then, but you need an Amira later on, B'Shas HaYud. Pashtus at the time. So what? But what do you mean? But I thought the original money was a Kesef Kedushin. If you hear the problem, that's what we need to do right now. That's the issue. Yeah, from.
Other question
of
where it says
love conditioned,
yeah. So can't you just say the same way we said like that, that earlier on that he's not saying that he's not picking the mandamra that says
he's going the other, that's what Menachem was saying,
not,
he's going
not
the other mandamra,
not that he's doing that, it's that he's saying the purpose of this money was mainly for shivchut, and then you can like use it later on, so like it's not since it's
but,
the same
but,
way that
when
he's
saying you're using it later on. You have to remember, the Gemara calls it Me'akshav Lach HaLamed. So when you have to be specific in your terms, what do you mean you're using later on? When you're using later on? The money was given now, the yield happens later, and it's...
Yeah, it wasn't given for Ishv.
If you don't know... Right, okay. So the money was given for Shivchus, you're right. But somehow it can retroactively be considered to be Kesef
right.
Kedushin. So that's enough to still call it not Ishus. Okay.
Right.
That's enough for Tosis.
Yeah,
and whatever
for that,
and as far as the Kibbeger's problem, about Karcha,
yeah, I was going to say,
it's a bigger hurdle.
Yeah, isn't there a Gemara that says also that it compares it to a father tells his daughter, go and accept
Habi Kedushek, that's something that's also called, yeah.
That's like, meaning he knows, he has in mind that he's giving over
yeah.
the power to be Kedushin
yeah.
to her, so doesn't that make it worse? Meaning he, what he's selling.
The Gemara makes that link, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm saying, doesn't that make the Kasha stronger? Because when he's selling her, he has in mind that he knows he's losing the right to do.
The Gemara says that for Ket. The Gemara says it's on the other man. For Ket.
That's
on the other mandama. The Gemara makes that's the other mandama. The mandama holds Lava Kedushin Nitnu, so she can accept the wages that are left for the Kedushin, so that Gemara uses that as the mandama that you can see the Kabbalah, which is a whole other concept we have to look at. That's your test. But now we're going to the other mandama. That's the question. What mandama are we dealing with, and then how do you work out the issues of Ishus? That's not called Ishus, and it's called Baal Karcha. Vayter and Tosfos. Okay, so this becomes a problem, but that's what Tosfos says is a pshat in our Gemara. Back to Rashi. He had a problem on Rashi. Rashi learns that the Baal Karcha here is in Mechiras Habas to be a Shivcha. But we had a problem from Amud Beis. It's Mashma that when the father is Mekadesh the daughter, that's not called Baal Karcha. So what's the difference? So here Tosfos is going to suggest a distinction. The Yesh Miyashvin Pirish Akuntas. And again, as Masha notes, this is not really Rashi's answer, because Rashi clearly on other days, we'll see it again on other days, assumes that the case of the father Mekadesh the daughter is in fact called Bar Karcha, the same way Rashi says it by Shivcha, by an Amma. But Lefidarko Shel Rashi, over here, one could perhaps say that there's a difference between selling the daughter as a Shivcha, which is called Bar Karcha, and the Mekadesh the daughter, that's not called Bar Karcha. What's the difference? Why? That's for sure called Bar Karcha. Shechov Hula, it's considered a detriment for her to be sold as a Shivcha, as an Amma. Which means, what's the litmus test? Shechov Hula, Vim Haisa Bas Das, Loisa Mitzvatzis. If she would have Das, she would never want to be subjected to such an arrangement, such a transaction. Therefore, we view the Mechira Sabas La'amma as Bar Karcha. Because we imagine, would she want, would she not want? The answer is clearly she would not want. Ava kiddushik tana, lav chovula kima mechira. It's not a chov like mechira. Besofo medes lina seim haisa bas das, haisa mitzvatsis. Luchashiv al karch. Masha'en kin kiddushin baiktana. It's not a chov like mechira, because ultimately she's going to get married. And if she had das, she would go along. So she's getting a Kenyan that would ultimately she be happy with. And therefore, lo chashev al karch. That's the chiluk that they want to say in Rashi, within Rashi. This is called a chov, to become a shivcha, but to be married is not called a chov. No, what are you going to ask on this? What are we shown and bothered by? Well, no, Tosa says you can imagine if she would want, if she would have das, would she want this or not? Ben?
What are you going to say about Mekadesh
Bito? Oh, so that's what all the Rishonim ask. Rishonim ask, what about Menuva Mukeshchin? Rashash also asks it, but the Rishonim ask it.
Still better than nothing.
So that's what Rashba answers. Rashba brings the famous Gemara, Tavu Mesav Tandu, Mesav Armaru, he brings Gemara Ksubas Ayin Hei, a few Mishalim the Gemara has over there, about a woman who could have a low life as a husband and she still she feels proud that she has a husband. That's what the Rashba quotes. Yeah. What does he bring here? Yeah. He says, "Dim Toma Ika Shemasa Umnuva Mukeshchin Babi Shomedes VeTzavachas." He's screaming, "Mestavra Avzu Menach Nichala Kidvish Lokish Tavu Meisav Tano Meisav Armelu." Better to have appear to have be married. It can be avonis. Brings another example. Then he says, "Maksuvis Shumshina Gavra Kursi Becharta Ramula." Person could have an aunt as a husband, and she goes around and sets herself up with all the princesses, and I have a husband too. A kopanim, that's the Rashba. So maybe that's also considered a schus in some way. You have to know. The other thing you can ask, I mean, by ketana, that's one thing. By a naira, naira is a gdola. Naira has das. So if she's screaming, how can you say that that's called, that's not called Bal Karcha? I mean, a ketana, you could say, if she were a gdola, she, you know, we don't, you know, she doesn't have das really. Her das is inferior. If she was a gdola, she would know what's good for her. I mean, if she's a naira, she has das. She has it. She's a bas onshin. So why would that be considered to be not Bal Karcha?
She's in
a yachinami. But lemaisa, what about tozeskta? But what about naira? No, but what? No. But if Naira, Tosef, you're right, but what about Naira? She could even Kaddish her as well.
Why are we saying it's the same?
No, because the Gemara, I mean, you have to account for that case as well.
So then why would Tosef take
that? What about a case of a Naira? What?
To be
This is a different mahalach. We see this is along the lines of Yeshmin first, and we'll get that's the Talmud of Raspa. That's what he's talking about. It's a different vart. Then Yeshmin first, I'm just saying, what would be if she would have das? Would she want this transaction or not? So by Mechira, the answer is we can imagine she wouldn't want it. That's called Bal Korcha. But if we would imagine what would her das be if she had das by Kedushin, we would say she would want it. What about a Menuvah Mugashkin? I don't know. But the Rashba says that too, she would want. But I'm asking, what about a case of a Naira? Ketana, you can hear, she doesn't have das really. But if we would have to figure out her das, if she had das. So we say, by Shifchas she wouldn't want, and here she would want. But by a Naira who's screaming, maybe you'll say, but the Naira's das is also not perfect. It's enough to be a Bas Onshin. But the fact is that she's a Naira, she's still Bishul Sa'av, maybe the das is not perfect das. So if she really would have the full picture of being a Bulgaris, I don't know, I'm not sure. But you're right, Tosafot about Tan.
No, but why is it different then if you say she gets married to a Menuvah Mochashem?
Okay, there the Rashba says, because L'maisa, he may say, he doesn't.
The same thing here?
The same answer. She doesn't know it's good for her. No.
Yeah.
I hear. Yeah. I tell you, a svar occurred to me, not for this, but Rashi obviously didn't hold to this, because Rashi calls it Bal Korcha in every case. But it could be that it's totally in the following. What is the assumption of this Yesh Mefarshim? That the problem of Bal Korcha is that it's against her will, that she's not Nichala in this. So comes to the Yesh Mefarshim and say, you know what? For Kedushin, she would be Nichala. However you'll say it, even by Nu'm Lukashkin, if it really would be enough for her, she'd be happy. Just if she, we can't really access the das, but if we could, she would be happy. So that's because Bal Korcha means that it's shelo mirtzona. Comes the Yesh Mefarshim, but merely we know that she would really want. How did Rashi explain the issue of Bal Korcha? Look at Lashon Rashi, meduyik in Lashon Rashi. Look at the Lashon here. Ba'amay vriya. Oh. Shavia mochra shelo midaita. Rashi doesn't say about Korcha in the sense that she doesn't want, it's that she doesn't know about it, because you don't have her das. He's a tan. You lack her das. It's a lack of her das. Rabosai, when does it make sense to say a chiluk between mechira and kedushin that, if she would know, if she would have das, she would be okay? If the problem is that she's not happy with it, you don't have a ratzon, but she would be happy with this. But if the problem is it's an absence of her das, you don't know, she doesn't know. And the strength of the kinyan is that it works shelo midas the baldav. So then, is it going to help you to say such a chiluk in Tosfos? Well, what would be if she would be old? It's hypothetical. It's, I guess you could make it depend on the machokas yir shelo midas have a yir shelo baibarov in Elul Mitzvos. If he would have known that it fell from him, you know, would have been the Yayish, therefore viewed as if you have the das of Yush right now, maybe you want to make a connection. So maybe according to one mandam, Yush does have Yush. So okay, maybe. That's the best you can come up with. But Lamaisa, if the problem is I have an absence of das, then you can't tell me, well, what would be if she would know? But Lamaisa, you're missing das. So that's the koach, that it works. Shalom midas. But if the problem, Tosfos would learn that the problem is not that you, that it's shelo midaita, the problem is that it's that she wouldn't want, so it says, no, by Bechira, it's correct. She wouldn't want, if she was a Kedosh, she still wouldn't want it. By Kedushin, you can say she would want it if she would know. But that's only good because the problem was that you don't have a Nichusa. The problem is it's shelo midaita, that's still the problem, same problem. So Rashi wouldn't be able to make such a distinction. Vram, yeah. Yeah, but again, as the Mashal points out, he doesn't. The Mashal says he doesn't mean it that way. The Lashon of Tosfos doesn't mean Yesh Miyashvim Tishrei Kodesh. That Rashi actually accepts this. The way the Mashal puts it,
I mean, he's trying to help Rashi, even though Rashi
doesn't. The Pirush Hakodesh for Neinu Lo Pirush Kein. El Da'av Mekadesh Es Bitok Tana Mikri Bal Korcha K'mishu Kosev Kaman. And he quotes the Rashi on the base. El Ratzalom Tosfos means Yesh Miyashvim Tishrei Kodesh Baha. The mechiras bitolam amikri bal karcha, and yet by Ishus wouldn't be that way. But it's not really pshat and Rashi. It's just a.
Yeah, Yeah, no, what I mean is that not that Rashi himself says, but that he had a kasha, like with him Rashi saying that, like, what?
Right, the kasha and Rashi could be resolved.
Right, so it's kind of like, if Rashi were to accept something, this is what he would accept. Even if he doesn't actually accept
right.
So even if the little Rashi doesn't actually say, he never really meant to say that Rashi. He meant to say it as like a...
Okay, I understand, I agree. But I think Rashi couldn't have said it either. Because the way Rashi teaches Baal Karcha, Shalom Midaita, it wouldn't help. One other attempt by Rishonim to make a chiluk, it's not quite the Yishmash, it's al-derech, the approach of the Yishmash for Hashem, to distinguish between the Amma case, selling an Amma where it's Baal Karcha, and by Kedusha. That you find in Shita Unodumi and the Talmud HaRashba. I think I gave it to you in the Talmud HaRashba. They say it also for Chuppah, which is an Amid base, but just for our purposes, they say the following chiluk. Talmud HaRashba, read it from the Talmud HaRashba. It's on Amid Beis, but then he relates to this question. He says, "My deshani rafuna kesa biishas niyogo askechan balkarcha veicha askechan kesa balkarcha shelo biishas bama evriya." So if that's the case, if Amma evriya is called balkarcha and became biishas nami mashgachas lo balkarcha bekesef, ta'inu bito naira, the matzi mekadesh lo balkarcha bekesef. So the same way I have about karcha by an amma selling katana as an amma, I have about karcha selling it be mekadesh bito naira about karcha bekesef. So why does the Gemara say I don't find by ishus about karcha? I do. Elamayisu chameimer. So what are you going to have to say? That hasam bebito kima diikadasa mekabel, who's mekabel the kesef the father, will mikvi about karcha. When he's the baldover, he yado ki yada daito ki daita. But you have the das of the makabel. Hachinami ba mevriya lavi ba karcha kiv de gedasa av. So what's the difference? Says the Talmud HaRashba, there's a chiluk, yeshu omar, the following. He's comparing now, he's contrasting the case of ketana by an amma, she can only be sold as a ketana, and the case of a naira by kedushin. So by a naira case. Yeshu omar. Ketana ein la limkar atzma kishehi naira ve'en la av. Tana will have no ability at any point in her history, and as she gets older, to sell herself as a shifcha, as an amma. Let's say there's no father, and let's say she now becomes a naira. So she's free. She's free of her father as far as becoming an amma. Can she make herself into an amma? So an eved can become an eved ivri if he steals, and he can't pay for the geneva. Or if he machmas dachko, if he's pressured, he can summon some zevet ivri. Can a girl do the same thing? He says absolutely not. Interesting, the Rabbanan Chumash may disagree with this. Rabbanan Chumash mashma that a girl can sell herself, if I recall correctly. He doesn't mention the Rabban, but he says Tana engo limkar atzma kishei naira ve'engo av de amrinan ish nimkar b'gnevaso ve'en ish nimkaris b'gnevaso. The Rabban is talking about not the Geneva, Machbas Dochka. But he says, based on the Drasha, V'nimka b'gnevaso, b'gnevaso. Only a man can be an Eved Ivri if he can't pay for the Geneva, but not a woman. So therefore, since she could never make herself into an Amma Ivriya, if she is a Naira, if she's a Gedola, Helkach, Kisha Avia Mochra, and the father sells her, Bal Karcha Mikri, then it's clearly viewed as a transaction, Bal Karcha. The only way she's becoming a shivcha is because of the koach of the father that's imposing this transaction on her. There's no way that she can make it happen at any point in her life. Elamai, the father does it. That's kol bakarcha. That would be kol bakarcha. The kevan delesgo yad limkaratma, she doesn't have any yad in theory at any point, then there's no way you can get around this and say, well, no, it's not called Balkarcha, you know why? Yad avia ki yada. Right now she doesn't have the yad, so the father supplies a yad. Later on she'll have the yad. She'll never have the yad. So there's no way to imagine that you have the das of the daughter and the yad of the daughter through the father. Because she would never have, at any point in her life, the ability to do such a thing. Therefore it's clearly called Balkarcha. That's by an amma. However, chuppah, he talks about chuppah, that's later, the kiddush iktana. Kevadik shehi naira. Now he's talking about this. The engla av. Let's say she'll get a little older, and the father's not alive. What's the halacha? B'shas, the father's alive, we hold it to Rabbi Yochanan. She can't mekadesh herself. Let's say the father dies, she's a naira, she can mekadesh herself. Matzu l'mimsa nafshel, l'chupo kaba kedushin. Hilkach, havi yad avia ki yada. And if the father's yad can be, in lieu of her yad, that presently she doesn't have the ability to have to mekadesh herself, she's a ktana, she has a father. So to that extent, the father can supply the ability, and therefore, is it called Bakarcha or not? Won't be called Bakarcha. Kivid ikadasa mekadel, halikadaita. So it's another way to mechalik between selling the daughter of the Tana as an Amma and Mekadisha. The Yeshim Farshim is saying, we have to imagine what would be if she had das, would she want this, would she not want it? By a Shifcha, she wouldn't want to be a Shifcha, but as far as condition, she would want it. That's Tosis. They're saying a little different part. That when can we say the father can act as her representative, that his yad is like her yad, his das is like her das, it's not called Bakarcha. To the extent that she could have the ability at some point in time to do this, then we could say the father is doing it for her, so it's not called Bakarcha. She could never do this. She could never make herself an Amma. Then it's called Bakarcha. That's another chiluk. Again, Rashi himself doesn't buy it. We'll see it on the days. Rashi doesn't make the chiluk, but that would be another way to mechalk between the two cases. Again, it's going to help us for chuppah as well, and on the days, for the same svara. Questions, Yoni.
So he asked by the manuvah, I mean, there are cases back then that she wouldn't want. But can't you also argue the other way, that there are cases of Amma that she would want to be sold as an Amma if she doesn't have food, if she needs to be supported? Yeah. So it's like, if the question both sides, maybe it's like a low plug that in general, by shifchas.
Didn't Tosos call it a senegar earlier to be sold as an Amma?
He said it wasn't.
Tosos, no. The Rishonim say senegar kategor is only by Ishus. Tosos talked about the fact that it's one direction and the other direction, so that's dinu, that she can go back. The Rishonim mentioned that it's only by the Rishonim, the Rajba, no?
The first line of Tosos in Sanegor is mashma that it's a good thing to be sold as an Amma.
What do you see, Tosos?
He says, how could you have said earlier that...
What do you see, it's a good thing? Nikasha.
Yeah, Nikasha.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
The Yishma says it's the whole.
Okay. Questions. We start on Chuppah Kona, what do you think? You started, how many ready started next Gemara? How many? Not even one. Okay. Alright, so for tomorrow we have a new sugya coming. I mean, it's not new completely, but it's in some ways new. And we had already on Dav Gimel, the sheet of Rav Huna, right? Rav Huna said that Chuppah is Kona. I'll just give you a Rashi Prakim or so. Yeah, so Rav Huna says Chuppah is Kona. The Mishnah could have been Mimayit that, right? That's what the Gemara said, L'miyutei Chuppah. So what is Chuppah? Chuppah is Nisuin. Just 2 seconds. Yeah, Chuppah is Nisuin. What is Nisuin? What's the marker for Chuppah? What is Chuppah? Not so pashut. I gave you a Ramam to look at. Just, you won't say much about it, just to simply have some awareness of it. But Chuppah is Nisuin, it's the last stage of the Kinyan Ishus. The Ishus in some way exists already, but there's a level that it rises to with Chuppah, Nafkaminas, in terms of the Schusim of the father, of the father losing Schusim, and the Baal getting Schusim. Bimedaik, a couple of things in the Rashi, you'll see, the Rashash on it, other things. But get into the Sugi itself, okay? The Seder, good.
We got a quick vote. We've been like...